Now, when I say the Australian Federal Police, I bet you don't think of funny Instagram posts, but that's exactly what you'll find if you follow the AFP on the gram. Funny, but also some pretty serious and informative stuff. And now this interview isn't some marketing spin by the AFP. I actually invited them on the show because I follow them, and so do 65,000 others. Laura Haddock is the Chief of Staff for the AFP Social Media, Media and Engagement Department and was kind enough to accept my invitation this morning. And she joins us. Laura, how are you?
I'm good, Willie. You have just given me a pretty big promotion. My title is I'm just the Social Media Manager.
Oh, no. please tell the Chief of Staff. I'm so sorry. I was just reading the email signature that came in. Maybe one day.
Maybe.
But okay, why are you guys on Instagram?
Willie, the average Australian has very few interactions with police, especially at the federal level. And social media presents a huge opportunity for us to engage with the Australian community on a really significant scale. The reality is a lot of people don't know what the AFP does. They hear police and they assume that we're an extension of state police or that we're somehow responsible for them. And that's actually not the case. The AFP is responsible for enforcing Commonwealth criminal law, ensuring national security and protecting Commonwealth interests from criminal activity in Australia and overseas. Currently, our focus areas are counterterrorism and foreign interference, cybercrime, child exploitation, transnational and serious organised crime, and fraud. So to educate the community about what we do, we need to showcase our work on the platforms that they're engaging on, which is everything from traditional media and increasingly social media platforms like Instagram. And when we do this, we're aiming to really build trust, showcase the work we do, and explain the role we have in keeping Australians safe.
Yeah, right. Because I was going to say, like, the type of what is the type of information you provide on there?
So we have four key objectives with our content, and that's to inform, educate, and engage the community on the work we do, build public trust, share crime prevention messaging and critical information, and increasingly we're focusing on recruitment. So this is really everything from, you know, stories about our members. It's also operational success stories, public awareness messaging about things to do with, say, scams or anything like that, and like I said, recruitment.
Yeah, you did a great post recently about you know, when you're posting your child's first day of school, maybe just be aware of the information that you're actually providing out there. So school logos on shirts or the school name at the back. Like the reach of social media is so vast that you just never know who's looking on that. So I found that a really interesting post. One of the other posts I loved was from the 22nd of January, and it included the hashtag smoke meat, not meth. Who comes up with the funny stuff in your posts?
Well, that particular hashtag was me.
Laura, well done. Well done.
Thank you. But look, I'm lucky enough to be part of a wider team. And some of the other great content in that post is the work of one of the other women in our team. And I call her the queen of puns, whereas I kind of like to do a bit more observational humour. But what I find is that our best content comes from brainstorming and workshopping ideas. And when you're a government agency and a police agency using humour, I think it's really important to get that range of perspectives, especially so we don't get it wrong.
Yeah.
Because for us, on top of damage to brand and public perception, we actually need to consider the potential of negatively impacting ongoing investigations and court proceedings.
Yeah, right.
And I think that just to share a bit of our strategy, one of the other things that sets us apart is that we focus on engaging with our audience. So it's not just the, you know, our engagement and the humour doesn't just come through in the initial post, but also in the comments section and in Instagram stories. And I think that that's a really essential part of being a government social media account, because social media shouldn't be a monologue. It should be a dialogue with your audience. And for us, the best way to get that engagement is to actually engage with our Australian community.
Yeah, right. And what has been the reaction from followers?
For the most part, it's been great. We're never going to win everyone, especially on social media. But I would say that that's also not really the aim. You know, people don't use social media to follow a bunch of government agencies. They use it to be entertained and engage with their networks. And our team has created some really powerful content. There was one last year around a big child exploitation operation. Now, that's one of my favourite pieces of content we've created, but it just doesn't perform as well as our posts on humour. And I wish it did. My hope is that the more people engage with our funny content and share it, the more we can reach with our serious messages. And in doing so, we cultivate that engaged audience who are more aware of the work that we do.
Yeah, right. And so, I mean, I'm looking on the feed now and it says, you know, it says very clearly at the top, don't report crime here. Do you get public, like, DMing you, sliding into your DMs?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I do. And I understand why. Like, I understand the thought process behind it, but it is really important that people go through the correct channels to report crime. I'm a social media professional. I am not a police officer. So I can't actually really go about the process of doing anything much about that. So, you know, while I've got listeners to report non-urgent crime, you need to call 131444, or you can call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000. If it's an emergency, you've got to call 000. You can also head to our website, which is www.afp.gov.au.
Laura Haddock, thank you so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate it. And keep up the awesome work.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Willie.